Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering. 48 minutes after 7 o'clock. All I know is that James Timberlake's going, I'm not driving to Rock Springs.
Yeah, thankfully. I don't have to worry about that today.
That's a long drive,
yeah.
Man.
I'm already not a big road trip guy, and that's one that I am happy to avoid.
That's a long way. We'll be able to watch it, though. James will have the halftime show.
Very true.
Tonight,
I will indeed.
He'll be in studio tonight and have the halftime show from the Powderhorn tonight. Right here on KWYO. It'll be on KWYO. And sharedmedia.com. So, welcome to a Friday. Beautiful day. I hope you get a chance to enjoy today, James. 75 today, sunshine. Saturday, sunny and 78. And then rain Sunday, and about an 80% chance of it. And the high is only going to be in the low 50s. So, big change in the weather on Sunday. So, today and tomorrow, get out and enjoy. Right?
Indeed.
Got some hockey tonight, though, here in town.
Check
out
home
the
games.
Hawks. Yeah, a couple home games tonight and tomorrow night. So if you want to catch some Hawks hockey, they're playing. I mean, when hockey's here, it's definitely fall, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Really quickly, Bob, I want to give a shout-out.
You're going to do a shout-out?
I'm going to do a shout-out, yeah.
All right.
Lizzie Crum and her mom stopped by as I was pulling in this morning, and they're part of the Critters, Crafters, and Cooking 4-H Club.
Yeah.
They dropped off some cookies for us for the office. And I said, oh, you're dropping off cookies. I'll unlock the door.
Hey.
Say less. Say less.
Come on in. Welcome.
Yeah. So big thank you to them. Lizzie All Crum, right. Her mom, were both here, and they dropped off some cookies for us.
All right,
from
James.
From the Critters, Crafters, and Cooking 4-H group. So
that's awesome.
Shout out to them. And I told them, I was like, we're going to destroy these cookies.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to destroy these cookies.
Seen them,
they
man.
Look
you
good.
You got them in studio there.
They're up in the kitchen area. But
oh,
I
better get up there.
Immediately when I get off, I'm going
get
up and grabbing
get
one.
Get up there, man. Okay. All right. Well, today is the 10th day of October. Thank you, ladies, for bringing those cookies up. David Lee Roth is 71 today, and Tanya Tucker, 67. 1892, you can thank Earl Dixon for this. He was born on this date. He invented Band-Aids, and he did it for his wife because she frequently cut herself in the kitchen. And he worked as a buyer for Johnson & Johnson and said, we need to be doing these. And soon, Johnson & Johnson began manufacturing Band-Aids.
This is a good idea.
Yeah, good job, Earl. 1979, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, played his first National Hockey League game.
World was never the same.
Yeah, and scored his first goal, of course.
Of course. Assist in there, too.
He did. He had one of 1,962 assists for the visiting Edmonton Oilers against the Chicago Blackhawks. That was on this date, 1979. 2006, Google said, we're buying YouTube. Good choice. $1.65 billion.
When was that?
That was in 2006.
I didn't realize it was that long ago.
I know. They bought it for $1.6 billion. You know what they probably buying it for now if they were buying it?
Probably 16 bill.
Yeah. It's Angel Food Cake today. But we're gonna go with the cookies.
We'll take cookies today.
It's also Haunted House Day, interesting, on the 10th day of October.
It is? But, okay.
Yeah. If you
I guess that makes sense.
I guess we have more decorations coming for the Sheridan Media Studios and offices. Today.
Yeah, we're decked out.
We're decked out in Halloween.
Already.
You want to see a fun Halloween? We've got it here in our office. Thank you, Liz Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
She's like the queen of Halloween decorations.
We're decked out up here.
More are coming, James. Because I said to her yesterday, I go, is this it? You know, being kind of facetious. Mm-hmm. She goes, no, I got two tubs. I got two tubs in my truck. Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Let's do it. All right. So more Halloween up here at Sheridan Media. Today is Hug a Drummer Day.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
We've got some drummers on our staff.
Drummers, and it's Hug a Drummer Day and it's Band-Aid Day, which seems like they correlate nicely.
I know Tommy B is a drummer.
Really?
Yep. Aaron Palmer is a drummer.
I knew that one. I didn't know Tommy B was a drummer.
And Jack Smith. Our graphic artist, Andy Bounty.
I knew that as well.
Is a drummer. I believe those are the only three drummers we have.
I mean, three is more than I think the average workplace.
If we started a band, we'd have three drummers. And then Steve Sisson, of course, his multi-talented musical. I don't think he plays drums, though. In fact, I'm pretty sure
he can play
sure
just about everything else.
He can play everything else. But I don't think he can play drums. Watch him come in and prove me wrong.
Yeah, he probably... Says,
yeah, I play drums.
If it makes a tone, I think he can probably play it.
Has anything with music
yeah.
in it, he can do it.
hey, by the way, you said a big thank you to Liz, of course, obviously, yeah. for the Halloween decorations, yeah, but also yeah. Shauna. Shauna helped out as well.
Shauna helped decorating, yes. Yeah. Those two ladies are, yeah.
They crushed it.
They crushed it. And I think more to come.
More to come.
Maybe today in the office. Thinking about we could open up our own do admission
mm-hmm.
pretty soon. Love it. Good stuff. Okay. Today is Love Your Hair Day, James.
I do. I enjoy my hair.
Enjoy
sometimes.
Your hair. I'm enjoying what I have. You know, it's a little thinner than the days in the past, but it, you know, at least I got it. I'm hanging on to it. I don't know.
Hold on as long as you can.
I'm holding on, James, as long as I can. Have an egg today, James. It's World Egg Day.
Love eggs.
I know. I do, too. Tomorrow, You Go Girl Day.
Right. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Costume Swap Day.
Man, we're doing a lot of these Halloween-style ones.
Doing a lot of
feels
stuff
early.
I know, right? Okay. I'm doing this tomorrow. Motorcycle Ride Day.
Okay.
That is tomorrow, too. So, hey.
You're doing that tomorrow. I guess it's going to be, yeah.
Well, I'm going for a ride tomorrow, man. It's going to be sunny.
I was going to say, it might be the last chance you get before it gets too cold.
Not necessarily the last chance, but it is a chance to ride tomorrow. I love Yarn Day.
Yeah. Shout out to all the quilters out there.
Yes.
Crocheters.
You have those in your family.
I very much do.
What does Sunday hold? Us. Farmer's Day. Tip of the cap.
Yeah, of course.
To our farmers. Pulled Pork Day. Ooh, that sounds good.
I like pulled pork.
Pulled pork on Sunday when it's going to be rainy? That sounds really good.
See, I always think of pulled pork as a barbecue thing. Not necessarily anything else. It's like pulled pork sandwich. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. We're having barbecue.
Okay. And if you aren't doing this, James, which I know you are, you should be. Savings Day.
Yeah, definitely.
Put some in the savings, man, all the time, right?
Definitely. Got to be saving.
Didn't realize this, but tonight's jackpot, Mega Millions, is now $575 million. Jeez.
I feel like they're doing this on purpose.
They aren't doing it on purpose.
They're just trying to make it bigger and bigger.
But listen to this guy, 73-year-old man from Iowa. Surprising reaction after winning $1 million. Instead of celebrating, he decided to vacuum. He said he was nervous as heck after he won and didn't know what to do. So he drove home with the ticket and started vacuuming his house.
You know what? I respect that. Honestly, I'm probably not that different. I would probably try to figure something out. It's not going to be
the
vacuuming.
The first thing you figure out is who are you going to help? Who's going to help you?
Right.
You need someone to help you with that.
The thing is, though, I can understand a guy that's like, all right, I got to do something to calm myself down
right.
so I can think straight.
Million bucks.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is, it's $1 million, but he'll only get probably about $500,000. So, you know.
Yeah. Chump change. Only
$500,000. $500,000. Okay. One of America's oldest living people, Winnie Phelps, is 114 today.
Mm.
Dang. She was born in 1911 in Corral County, Texas. One of eight. On Christmas Eve in 1935, Winnie married Ralph, beginning a journey that would last 47 years. The couple welcomed eight children. But America's oldest living person is Naomi Whitehead, and she just turned last month 115.
Wow. 115. Wow. That's, yeah.
When you hit 100... If you knew you were going to live that long, when you hit 100, you go, hey, man, I got 15 more years left. We're going to go do something.
Yeah.
That's why you should go do something every day.
Yeah, no kidding. All right.
How do you like your eggs?
Scrambled forever.
Scrambled forever?
I'm a scrambled guy.
You're a scrambled. You don't like an omelet?
I mean, I'll do an omelet, but that's like a whole different... If somebody asks, how do you like your egg? Like, omelet's like its own menu item.
Okay.
You know?
The world's largest omelet is in Portugal. This colossal omelet weighed 14,225 pounds was cooked using 145,000 eggs with 150 people putting it together.
That's how wow. many? You said 145,000 eggs?
145,000 eggs.
Man.
That's a lot of egg action.
That's a lot of eggs.
A newly identified spider.
Great.
Discovered in western Thailand. Well, listen to this. It's part male and part female.
Oh.
That phenomenon is seen in a few other animals, not many.
Seahorses do that.
Occurs due to a cell division post-fertilization. Okay. So a new species.
Yeah, I think seahorses can do that. I can't remember the name of it, but they can change.
Yes. Let's see. Seahorses are cool.
Seahorses are weird. To be honest with you.
They are different.
They don't even look like horses. I don't know why we call them sea. I guess their head kind of looks like horses.
Looks like a horse, yeah. The rest of it, not so much.
No.
But yeah, I think they're cool. Anyway. Starlink. You know, we have a Starlink system for
Charter
Media.
We do, yeah.
And well, I did not realize this. Did you know on average, 1 to 2 of those satellites fall out of Earth's route into back to Earth every day?
I believe that. We have so much garbage up there. It would be unfathomable to even think about.
Yeah.
Isn't it? We have like thousands of satellites rotating us right now.
Oh, 30,000, projected to reach 30,000 in total.
There you go.
Earth orbit satellites.
There's only going to be more and more falling down, probably.
More and more. So, James, you got Swap Shop.
That's true.
You got the com. You better buy, sell, trade today and tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. James will help you do that. And you're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock next.